Vayter in Shasri and Daf Chafav, picking it up on Chafam Abiz Barabam Marapay. Three lines up from the bottom in the middle. Continue on, unfortunately, with Inyane Avelus. Okay, Amemer Shachiv Le Barbare. I mean, fortunately, it's only the Teda, but I mean, the sad. Amemer Shachiv Le Barbare. Amemer's grandson died. His son's son died. Kari Leves, what did he do? He did Kriya. He took Kriya over the fact that his grandson passed away. Asa Bere, Karabape, his son came and he did it in front of his face. Rashi says, Hadar Amemar, Karabape de Bere. He went ahead and he tore his clothing again in front of his son. Idkar de Miyushav Kara, he remembered that at that moment he realized he did it when he was sitting down. So come Karamumad, he got up and he did it while standing up. That's a third time right there, as Rashi says. It was a third time. So what do you see? It must be the thing you have to be doing it while standing up. Amar the Ravashi Lemimar says, Kriya de Mumad Minon. How do you know you have to be doing it while standing? The Siv, as the Pasuk says, Vayakam Eov, Vayikra Esmilo. The Eov got up, and what did he do when this is talking about when one of his kids dies, and he tore his coat. So we see that he stood up first, and then he went and did such a thing. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Aleph. Ela Me'ata, this is who says, but if that's really the case, you mean that he stood up means that he did it in order to do that, then Va'omad Va'omar Lo Chafatzi Lekachta Hachinami. We're talking about a case by Chalitza, when a man is married to a woman. When the man dies and they had no children, then the woman has to get married to the brother of the deceased husband, or they do what's called yibum to get married, or chalitza, and they separate. And what he says, the pasuk says, va'amid, he stands up. And va'amid, he says, lo chafatzi l'kach, but I don't want to take her. So when he says hachinami, that means that has to be standing up. Fatani, we're looking at a brisa that bein yoshi, bein omi, bein muta, whether the person is standing or they're sitting, or I'm sorry, whether they're sitting or they're standing or they're lying down on their side, either way, it's going to be good enough, so you don't actually have to be standing. So amale, and therefore, maybe the same thing too, when Eov had said that he stood up and he tore the clothing, maybe it doesn't mean that you have to be doing it, but that's what he did. Amale says, no, hasam lo ksiv vayamod vayomer, hachak siv vayakam vayikra. By Chalitza, it doesn't say that he should get up and say. Rather, it was just he got up and said, "Hachak siv vayakam yikra." Here it's saying, and to get up and to go do it, which means it's more of an active thing that has to be done. Amar Rami Berchama, minayin lekriya shimumet. How do we know that it was done standing up? A different pasuk, shemar vayakam iyo vayikra, or another makor. It says let's try that again. Another person saying this makor. But Yaakov Mivak, he got up and he did it. I Dilma Milsa Yiserta Hudavin. Maybe it was an extra thing that he did, but he doesn't taka have to do it. Dilote Machi, because if not, then Vayogov is Rosho, Hachinami. Then we have another Pasuk in Yov. Well, not another Pasuk. The end of that same Pasuk says, and he tore the hair from his head. So what do you want to say? They have to do such a thing? You don't go ahead and tore your hair of your head. So hair of the head. So the fact that he went overboard over there, maybe did here also, and he went extra, but he doesn't actually have to stand. Ella mehacha. We learn it from the following pasuk in Shmuel. Vayakam haMelech vayikra es begadav. And the king got up and he tore his clothing. This is the story of David haMelech when he found out that Avshalom killed his kids, even though he didn't do the exact thing that was said back to him. But the point is that was his reaction. So it says there, Vayakam HaMelech, Vayikras Begadav, he got up, and he tore his clothing. Vidilma Milsi, he saved Tavim, maybe David HaMelech also doing something extra. The Lotay Melech, he's not, and Vayishkav Artsa Hachinami, the Pasuk says, that the end of the Pasuk says, let me get the full Pasuk. Right, the whole Pasuk is, Vayakam HaMelech, Vayikras Begadav, Vayishkav Artsa, V'chol Avadav Nitzav M'kriya Begadav, and he lied down on the floor. Is that what you really have to be doing? No, he did that extra, so maybe also the standing up was also extra. V'atanyim, we learned in a braisa that says that Yoshan al gabi mita al gabi kise al gabi udyoni gedola mikulan al gabi karka lo yotza yidei chavaso. The pasuk says if he slept on a bed. Now we're talking about when a person is a avel. So what does he have to do? He has to go, he has to sleep, he has to take his bed and flip his bed over. So say he didn't do it, but he slept on the bed. Or on a chair, or on a, Rashi says, machteshes gedola, a big mortar, right, something you crush, or more than any of them, in other words, more comfortable than any of them, means you slept on the ground, you slept on the floor, then you weren't yotzei. As Rashi says, until you flip the bed over and sit on it. Rabbi Yochanan said, shelo kiyem kfiyas amita. Like Rashi explained, the Gemara says that you didn't go ahead and flip over the bed. Point being that lying on the floor isn't the chiyav. I don't think you've overcut, you've done your chiyav, you don't have to do something. You actually have to flip over the bed. and he's lying on the floor, there's actually an extra stickle over here. So if his extra stickle was lying there, then maybe his standing up and tearing is also extra. Amarlay says back to him, Ke'ein Artsa. He wasn't saying he slept on the floor. He's saying it was like he slept on the floor. Rashi says, Klomer Shakafim Itas. He flipped his bed. He sat on it. Olam Kriya Me'umad. And really, you do have to do Kriya Me'umad, and it's not an exaggeration over there. Tan Rabbanan. Elu Devarim Shava Asar. And these are the things that Asar and Avil is Asar for him to do. Asar B'malacha Uverichitza. Uvesicha V'tashmish Amitu V'nisa Sandal. It's Asar to have to do work and to wash or sicha or anoint himself or tashmish Amitu and putting on shoes. V'asar Likros B'Torah B'nivim K'suvim. It's Asar to learn V'Torah B'nivim K'suvim. Rashi says, like we saw earlier, on Daf Tes Vav. Midam Rachmanu L'Cheskel Ha'anigdom. You have to stay there quiet. Ha da Amar. In fact, it says in Sukkah, Avil Chayev B'chol HaMitzvah Samuros B'Torah Chutzmen HaTfilin Hasam Shar mitzvahs ba'alma, aval hani ispuhu simcha, that's other mitzvahs, but these mitzvahs that have to do with simcha, they're not allowed to do, you can't be learning, and then it goes on, v'lishnos b'mishnah b'medjish b'alochos b'shas, so you can't learn any things, v'imu yirabim tzrichim lo einu nima, but if the rabbin need him for a drasha, he can't stop back from doing it. Ma'isa, the story time, u'meis b'no, shall be Yosef Tzipori, the son of Yosef and Tzipori died, v'nichas abis ha'medjish v'darash kol yom kul, he went into darshan, rabbi b'rachana, Israel b'misa, why? Because it was needed, to go in darshan. Rabbi Rechadra, Isru b'Milsa, that thing happened to him, meaning he had somebody that died and he became an Avel and suffered a little mefik lepirke. He decided he's not going to go ahead. He thought to not go ahead and go and teach. But Amarli said to him, Rabbi Chanina, while you rabbin tzricha and lo, eino nimna, if the rabbin needs you, you can't hold back. Suffer the ukme amor alea. He thought he was going to do a meturgaman that was going to set up a meturgaman alei on the shear to be able to help him. That's what they used to have. They would go ahead and he would say it to someone else and the guy would yell it out. Amalei Rav, he says, Tanya ubavach lo yam a turgaman. You can't put a turgaman there. Svela hei chiyavit. So what's he supposed to do? He needs someone to go and help him with it. Ki hada Tanya, we should do the following. Maisa umeis bino shere bihuda bari loy. One time his son died. Vinichas to Beisam Medrash. He went to Beisam Medrash. Vinichas to Bechananya ben Akiva. Vinichas to Bechananya ben Akiva. He came and sat next to him. Valacha shul Rebbe Chananya ben Akiva. So first, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi mentioned it to him. And then he, Vinichananya ben Akiva, the Turgman, he pushed it to the Turgman. So it was like a shinoi going on. Viturgaman, Hishmiel Rabbim, and then he went ahead and did it to the Rabbim. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Avel, the Avel, Gimel Yomim Rishonim, Asher L'Nech Tefillin. For the first 3 days, he's not allowed to wear Tefillin. No wearing Tefillin. Mishlishi Ve'elech, Hushlishi Bechlal, Mutal L'Nech Tefillin. From the third day and on, and the third day is included, he can wear Tefillin. Rashi says, Mutal L'Nech Tefillin, the Ikra Avelis, Eno Ela Beis Yomim, the main Avelis is only for 2 days. Vim Bo Panim Chadashus, in a Cholos, if you have new faces coming, you don't have to take them off. Rashi explains, what does that mean? That means biyom gimel. Afil hachinu cholitz tefillin. Alpha gav the ikal meichash doma amri. Even though people are gonna, you're worried, you may think to say that people are gonna say, oh, b'shnei yamim arishonim nami niach tefillin. That this guy put it on for the first 2 days of tefillin. Also, we're not worried people are gonna say such a thing. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Zakas Lekar Bilezer. Rishu Omer, he says afil shnei yamim arishonim also niach tefillin. For the first 2 days, it's gonna be usher for him to go and put on tefillin. Misheini v'sheini bichlal mutal niach. But from the second day, and the second is included, he's allowed to go anywhere to film. Vim boa upon him chadashus cholis. But if new ones come, this is talking about on the second day, because you have a little bit of day, mix yom kikulo, you were in the second a little bit, and then you can go, you have a little bit of a veil, but you can go and you can put it on. Vim boa upon him chadashus cholis. If new faces come, you take it off. Rashi's biyom sheni cholis film, you take off your tefillin. Amr of Masna, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's a pshat in Rabbi Eliezer, who says 3 days, it says Mishlish ve'elech hushish v'chal, and he says 2 days, vus is the pshat, what? Because the pasuk says, v'yitmu yimei bechi evil Moshe. It was, and the days of tearful mourning for Moshe were finished. And what does this mean? Rashi says, yimei is the mashma be'zam, and there has to be 2 full days that are going on over there, and that's what he says. They only put it on the third day. Amar Rav Eina, my time with Rabbi Shua, it's found in Rabbi Shua, says you can put it on the second day. It's 1 full day into the second day. A little bit. D'chsev, acharisa kiyom mar. A pasuk that we've seen earlier, Rashi said, the pasuk brings the whole pasuk, v'halfachti chageichem le'evil. This is the pasuk which we learned how it's 7 days and what the 1 day was. We learned that the other day. V'halfachti chageichem le'evil v'chol shireichem le'kina v'alisi al-kol masnayim sak al-kol resh karcha v'samtia ke'evil yachid v'acharisa ki'yom mar, like a day of bitterness. So we see that the day of bitterness is only 1 day, and therefore in the second day already, you could start wearing. Now the Gemara says, I very sure Nami Hoksev Yitmu Yumei. It says Yamitim Yumei by Moshe Rabbeinu, that it was 2 days, and therefore you only wear on the third day. So how does he darshan that you're saying you do it on the second day? Amalacha Shani Moshe Deka Takif Evli. You can't compare it with Moshe Rabbeinu, because isn't his Avelis was Takif, it was quite intense. But most people it'd only be 1 day. Rabbi there's a Nami Hoksev Acharisa Kiyomar, and Rabbi Lezer, who says that it's 2 going into 3, he's supposed to 1 going into 2. What's he going to do with the pasuk? It says Yomar, which should be 1 going into 2. He says Ikar Merira Chad Yomahu. The Ikar Merira says only 1 day. Rashi says Aval Avelus Beis Yamin, but Avelus is actually for 2 days. Amarula. So what do we do? Halacha Rav Eliezer Chalitza. Halacha is like Rav Eliezer in reference to Chalitza. That means taking off the tefillin. Rashi says Shem Bo Panim Chadashas Begimum Inutzarech. Halacha Rav Yeshua Bahanacha De Besheni Mutar Laniach Tefillin. The second day you go and you put on tefillin, right? And that's what the Gemara says. Halacha Rav Yeshua Bahanacha, and it goes to go ahead and putting it on. Okay, now what exactly does this mean? This is Amar Ula Halachah Rabbi Elazar Chalitza by Halachah Rabbi Yoshua Banacha. What does that mean? Ibayu, they asked. B'sheni leula cholitz o eno cholitz. I understand. According to Ula, on the second day of Shiva, does he take off the tefillin if you have these new people coming in, or does he not take off the tefillin? Rashi says b'shlishi kama Halachah Rabbi Elazar darme eno cholitz. About b'sheni lo yadana yicholitz yilo. He doesn't know if he means to take off or not to take off. Toshima, let's try to bring a raya. Amar Ula, chole to miniach, afilu me'apamim, you take off and you put it back on, even if it's 100 times. Rashi says, b'sheni, afilu me'apamim biyom, v'chi bo, panim chadashos, and you have, even the second day, even if you're willing to do it up to even 100 times. And when new faces come, then you take it off. If there aren't new faces there, and other people know that you've already been doing this for 2 days, then you don't have to go ahead and take them off. Okay, let's back it up. Tanya Nami Hachi, Bryce says, Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Yehuda ben says, Choli Tzominiach Hafilu Me'epamim, you should take them off and put it back on, even 100 times. That's what you got to do, even 100 times. Rav says, no, Kevin Sheniach Shuv Einu Choli. He says, once you put on film, you don't have to take it off. Even if you're talking about new people are showing up, you don't have to worry about the new people. Rashi says, "B'shini shuv v'necholitz l'panim chadashos." You don't have to take it off even if you have no faces. V'har Rava Huda Amar affecting Gemara. What do you mean? But it was Rava Huda. He's the one who said halacha ketana didan the Amar Shlosha. So the halacha is like our Tana, who says that you do. The halacha is like the Tana, who says that there's 3 days of Shiva. And this is talking about, we saw on yesterday's daf, is 3 days before a chag, in order for the chag to knock it off, right? Because those are the intense parts of the Shiva, is 3 days. So it should go into the third day. West Pethi says that you're allowed to go ahead, and it only goes to the second day. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Aleph Amabes. It's a mitzvah shiny. When it comes to a mitzvah, it's different. Putting it in is a mitzvah. So we allow you to do that even on the second day, even if it's the morning, the casa de luto is bastante intensa, even if it's really intense, we still like to do it. Tanu Rabbanan, frag the Gemara, zok the Gemara. Now we get to see just how intense those first few days are. Tanu Rabbanan, avol shloshi yamim rishonim aser b'malacha. And over the first 3 days, it's also for him to do any sort of work. Even if you have a poor person who needs to take from tzedakah, he can't work. Sorry, in avelus. From then on, he's allowed to work b'tzina inside of his house in privacy if he needs to. A woman can go ahead from the third day of Shiva, she's able to go ahead and spin with the spindle inside of her home. Rashi says, Avela, Tava Bapalach. She's allowed to do such a thing. Tana Rabbanan, Avel, Shloshi Yom Rishonim, Eno Holich Lebis Avel. A person who's an Avela, for the first 3 days, he's not allowed to go to someone else who's an Avel. Mikan Ve'elich, but from then on, Ve'enu, Mikan Ve'elich Holich, he can go from then on. It's from day 3 and on, he's allowed to go be Menachem Avel, somebody else. Ve'enu Yosef Makamam and Menachemim, but he's not allowed to sit in a place where the people are coming to be Menachem. Go ahead and do it. Rather, they have to, whether they're coming to be Menachem, Ela b'mkom ha-misnachem, means to sit in a place that are being consoled. Rashi says, Samach l'avelim, means to sit with the avelim himself. Even though he came to be Menachem, he's still an avel himself. Tana Rabbanan, Avel shel she'omim rishonim aser b'sheila shalom. For the first 3 days, it's aser to do she'ila shalom. He's not allowed to go and say, Shalom aleichem, ma shalomcha, how are you? He's not allowed to go and greet others. Mishol shiva ad shiva, mei shiva in a shol. From 3 until 7, he's allowed to answer aleichem shalom. He's allowed to answer, but he's not allowed to go ahead and greet someone. Mikan ve'eler, but from then on, now we're talking about from 7 and on, shalom eishiv gadarko, can go back to norm, asking and everything. It says the Gemara, Shloshi Yomim Rishonim Aser B'Shel Shalom. We said the first 3 days is Aser for to say Shalom Aleichem. Ayv Atayim Ron Tanabaisa Maisa Umesa Banav Shal Rabbi Akiva. Unfortunately, we know the children of Rabbi Akiva ended up dying. And Nichnas Kol Yisrael Vizbidam has been gadol. Everybody came and they were maspid, a tremendous eulogy. Shas B'Tirasa Amar Rabbi Akiva Al Safsal Gadol V'Amar. At the time when they were leaving, Rabbi Akiva got up on a safsal on a bench, on a big bench, and he said, Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, Acheinu beis Yisrael, Shimu afilu shnei bo'anim. He says, Acheinu, my brothers, beis Yisrael, listen up. Afilu shnei bo'anim chasanim unachem, menucham hu b'shvil kavod shasisem. Even if I would have buried 2 sons that are married, I would have been misnachem, I would have been consoled because of the kavod that you did for me. Vim b'shvil Akiva basam, if you came for Akiva, Rashi says, im b'shvil Akiva basam, or Gemara says, first, harei kama Akiva bashuk, Rashi says, shalochtam l'nachaman, you didn't go b'menachem, you know, there are many Akivas out there. Ella kachamartam, this is what you said, Torah selukar b'libo, the Torah v'shem is in his heart, quoting a pasuk from Tehillim. The kol shekin shescharchem kafel, how much more so your schar is doubled over. Rashi says, "L'chvod the Torah basim," because you came for the honor of the Torah. L'chulu batechem l'shalom, you should go to your house l'shalom. Rashi says, "Harei shalom b'shalomim." You see, he was starting by saying to them peace. What's going on? I think he said in the first couple of days you're not allowed to do that. It's going to be kavod rabbim shiny. This is a covenant of the rabbim, and therefore you're allowed to do it even within the first 3 days. We said from 3 until 7, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to ask, but you're allowed to answer, but you're not allowed to ask. Mikan ve'elech shol, meishiv gadarko. From then you could ask and answer gadarko, everything's regular. Okay. Akum t'chois. After this, you're good to go. Says Gemara, is that really true or a minu? Seems to say in a brisa, hamotzeis chaveru avel. Someone who finds a friend is an avel. B'soch shol shalom, if it's within 30 days, medabri mo tanchum, you should go ahead and be menachem him. Ve'ina shol b'shalom, you don't ask how you, what up. L'achas shol shalom, after 30 days, shol b'shalom, you could say what up. Ve'ina medabri mo tanchum, and you don't go ahead and you're not being menachem him anymore. Me'se ishto v'nose isha cheres. Let's say somebody has somebody who dies. You have someone that you know, and their wife dies, and he ends up getting married to another woman. Rashi says within 30 days in Shloshim, right? Rashi explains, for example, in the case Shein Lo Banim, like there's no children, Tefri is a mitzvah to do it. You're not allowed to go in to be medarbe tanchumin. Rashi explains that Nachamo mishum chalisha das the ishachrona. His next wife is going to feel really bad that you're going to be menachem for the first wife. That's a little bit hard. Now, what did we just end up saying, though? As Rashi points out, we say, Katani Mias, Pesoch Lamed Yom, Eno Shol B'Shlomo. Within 30 days, you don't ask him what up. Kol Shekin Sha, Ovel Atzmo Eno Shol. He himself can't ask B'Shlomo Shol Zeh, and ask how he's doing. El Katani. But then we just saw a second ago that Mishiva Ve'elech, Mishiva Shol Kadaka, from 700, you could ask regularly. What is going on? How do we put these two things together? Let's finish the Brisa, though. It says, Eno Rishad Lekanas Abesel Dabri Matan Chumin, Matzo B'Shuk, if you find Mishuk, Amulo, B'Safa Rafa. You can go ahead if you see the person in the shuk, then you go, you're menachem him in a way which is lower, quiet, and with a serious nature. Okay, but what do we see? Well, even after Shiva, you're not supposed to go ahead and say Shulam Aleichem. Right? So what's Pshat he's saying that he can go ahead and do such a thing? This is the Gemara 9. What are we talking about over here? Amar Avidi Bar Avin, Hu Shol B'Shlom Achirim, Shachirim Shruim B'Shalom. If it's after Shiva, he's allowed to say, what up? He's allowed to go ahead and see how people are doing, since they are not in the state of Avelis. So why can't he say to them something? They're not in the state of Avelis. They can say what up to him. He's not talking in a state of peace. He's actually not in Shalom. I've humbled the Katani Meshiv, said understand. But the fact that it says that he's allowed to go ahead after the first 3 days of Shiva, he can go and he's allowed to say, respond if somebody goes in and says to him, Shalom Aleichem, he can say Aleichem Shalom. Michlal, the Shailina Le, that must imply that it's talking about that he actually, all right, that they're allowed to go ahead and they're allowed to say to him, how are you? No. It's like I'm in a case, the loyade. They didn't realize that this person was in a state of illness, so therefore he responded to them nicely. He says, then even in that case, what's pshat that you're saying after 3 days, even the first 3 days, all she should be able to answer back. He says, no, hasam modelu velomahadelu. In that case, he has to tell them, he has to let them know, I can't answer you because I'm in a velus over here. And in such a case, he says, hasam modelu velomahadelu. He could let them know, but he shouldn't say back to them like Aleichem Shalom. Rashi says, Hakatani Gugum Yam Masa Bishel Shalom, Avamodelahu da Avil, let him know they're an Avilhu, Velomahadil, and he shouldn't answer the same. Hacha Lot Sarech Leoduinhu. In the other case, right over here, after the first 3 days of Shiva have already passed, he doesn't have to tell him that he's an Avil, he's allowed to say to him just Aleichem Shalom and move on with life. Now, we had a Bryce, as Rashi points out, that was mentioned earlier. That says that once you're past Shloshim, you're allowed to go ahead and speak to the person who's an Avel straight up, and you should not go ahead and be Menachim. That says Gemara, Minu, but hold on. It says, Amotzi Chaveru Avel, someone sees a friend who's an Avel. Besochnim Chodesh, what if it's within 12 months? Medabim Matan Chumim Velo Shom Shlomo. You're Menachim, you don't say Shalom. Rashi says, Vakash Lahachtatani Lachash Shloshim Yom Shalom Shalom. It doesn't work with the one that says that after 30 days, you already do. Lachash Nemes Chodesh after 12 months, Shol Shlomo Velo Medabim Matan Chumim. You say, how are you? But you're not Menachim after 12 months. Aval Medabim a moment at Sad, but you're allowed to go talk to him minute side, like with a shino. Rashi sha'omer lo tisnachim ve'ino maskir shema meis. You say, you know, you should feel good, but you don't mention the name of the meis because you're not supposed to bring that up. He's still supposed to be menachem. Amar Rabbi Meir, hamotzis chaveru avel la'achash ne'masar chodesh medabim matachum. And someone goes ahead and he sees a friend who's in a state of avelis after a year for the time that he ended up, his relatives died and people were being menachem. About Doma, who's it considered? Who it's a comparable to? The person that has an extended, excessive mourning. It's La'adam Shenishba Ragla V'chaisa. He's like a person who broke his leg, and V'chaisa means it got better. But so Rofi V'omerlo, you found the doctor who said to him, Klach Etzlish, and he shover of Erpa'ena, come to me, I'm going to break your leg again, I'm going to fix it. K'deshetetha Shesamim Manim Shaliyafa. You should know that my medicine is really good. It's coming to say, a person who goes ahead, and it's after a year, and they're feeling fine, you go ahead and you try to menachem them by speaking about the bad thing. What's going to happen is, it's like you're breaking them down in such a way. So you see, they were doing tanchumin even after shloshim. But what do we say in the earlier braisa? It says once shloshim is done, skis, you're allowed to go ahead and be normal, and you're not allowed to say tanchumin over there. This is Gemara Lokasha. How about Avi Ve'imo? This braisa that we just mentioned is talking about the father and mother. That it means even 12 months. How about Bishar Krovim? Another one's talking about the other Krovim. That doesn't is intense. That can go a little bit quicker. Rashi says, Shol B'shlom Alachar Yom. You can already say, what up, after 30 days. Hasam Nami, frankly, Gemara. Hasam Nami Dabi Motan Chumin Minatzad. Gemara is now asking, saying over there, also in the case of a person doesn't lose his parents, but loses other relatives, why don't we do the same thing and say that Tanchumim at Tzad, let the friend go ahead and be Menachem from the side, even after Shloshim, even after 30 days, just like a parent. What's pshat that the other Brisa says that you shouldn't go ahead and be Menachem after 12 months? Says, I'm sorry, after Shloshim. Says Gemara, Inachinami. Yeah. It is a good point. However, my inu medabim matanchumin. What does it mean when it says in the brisa that he doesn't have to? He's not going to be menachem after shloshim. It means kedarko. It means in the normal way. About medabim minitzad, you can speak minitzad, speak in a way that's going to make him feel good without being explicit about the person who went ahead and the person who passed away. Okay, so just to break it down, here's the bottom line. First 3 days when a person's in Shiva, you don't say, the Avil does not say Shalom Aleichem to other people, and if they say to him Shalom Aleichem, he has to tell them that he is a Avil. After the first 3 days go on, this goes until Shiva from 3 to 7, he should not say Shalom Aleichem, but he can respond Aleichem Shalom. After Shiva is done, now we're talking about from 7 until 30, you have other people. So this is talking about, again, from 7 to 30, he can say Shalom Aleichem to other people. Other people shouldn't say to him until after Shloshim. They could do, Achamunu min Shamayim, Mamochim min Achim, that's fine, but not to speak of that. Now, after Shloshim, other people can go ahead and greet him, no problem, straight up. And not only that, but they shouldn't go ahead and be Menachem him, like, straight up, but they could be Menachemim Agav, like in a side point, like indirect. He could do such a thing, but doesn't do it straight up. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.